Hello, friends. Welcome to Music Scene. And no one makes music like the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, the Mahaffey Theater. With me today is the director of marketing, a theatrical genius, and my dear friend, Kaylee Walker. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Always a pleasure to be here with you, Nanette.
What'd you do this summer?
What did I do this summer? Well, lots of exciting things. The most exciting thing I did was I got to go out west for the first time. So that was really nice. You know, we had a little bit of time there where we were recovering from last year's hurricanes. We got the orchestra pit back up in action, 100% operating. So I was able to sneak away for a little bit and go enjoy some trees and the nature and hikes. It was nice, a nice little break.
Well, shout out to Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. Their Class Acts season is starting. Before we launch into the preview of this fabulous 2025-2026 season, I think you have some news about Class Acts and the Bill Edwards Foundation.
Yeah, we just got a new president of the foundation. That would be Elizabeth Gilman. And she is off to the races here, and we're excited to see what comes from her joining us.
It's really exciting, folks. You know, there's so much going on over there, and Kaylee has been there for how many years now, is it? Five, six?
2019. I was in the box office in 2018, so we're looking at 7 years now. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, there is. And we have a funny story that we like to tell about when Michael
Oh, Michael Carbonaro.
Yeah, what did he leave? What did he leave you for? What did he leave you?
He left us some goldfish backstage. We evidently had incorrect goldfish when our runners got the goldfish for his set, and we got to have some little friends after he left for as long as they lived. We gave them nice, healthy lives in their beautiful tank in the marketing office.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the backstories and backstage, but with no further ado, Kaylee, will you walk us through this terrific season?
Yes, of course. We have something for everyone, as always. We really pride ourselves on the diversity of our content. So right off the bat, getting started here, Saturday, September 6th, is going to be Howard Jones with Haircut 100 and Richard Blade. And we've actually partnered with Q105, so we will be doing a pre-party for that. So if you have a ticket for Howard Jones, make sure you come early at 5 o'clock. We'll have a DJ. We'll have a special opportunity to win front row tickets for the show. And it's going to be a good time to get you in the mood for some 80s party tunes. After that, we are moving into Kashmir. This is a recurring show for us. This is the Spirit of Led Zeppelin Live featuring Gene Violet. That is going to be on Sunday, September 21st. And this year, they are really celebrating Physical Graffiti. I believe it's an anniversary for the Led Zeppelin album, so they are really focusing on that. And, of course, going to play the namesake of the live show, which is Kashmir. And then later that week, we have Benesse returning for 25 years of passion. I know Nanette's dancing. We love Benesse. He's such a fun guy. So that one, like I said, is happening on Friday, September 26th. And then we move into the full swing of season. Back at it again. We are off to the races on October 4th. That's a Saturday night at 7. It's going to be MasterChef All-Stars Live. So that's going to have some fan favorites of the show right in the Mahaffey Theater stage. Going to be cooking on stage. Maybe if I'm lucky, I've requested to be a tester. So we'll see if that gets me anywhere.
Radio St. Pete would love to be a tester and be there live.
Right, exactly. And so that is on October 4th. It's a Saturday. After MasterChef, we move into Air Supply on October 8th. After that, we have Collective Soul on October 9th.
Tell me a little bit about that. That's so interesting. Share with us. We have a lot of Motown people out here.
Well, Collective Soul is a 90s alternative group. They are most known for Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down. So they have been at the theater before. This is the first time we've had them in maybe 10 years or so. So that one is going to be a really fun night as well. After that, we have Queen and Floyd. So that's going to be a tribute band to both Queen and Floyd. So you get to hear two different tributes in one act, two for one. That next night on October 11th, we've got 1964 The Tribute. These guys put together a recreation of early Beatles track listing. So what you would have heard at Shea Stadium is what they play. So that's a really cool focused Beatles show instead of doing all of it. October 19, we have a sold-out show of the Basement Yard Experience. These are two guys that have a podcast called The Basement Yard. They're really, really funny. We're excited for them. We have World Ballet Company returning with Cinderella. So that'll be October 23rd at 7 p.m. And then another of your favorites, Randy Rainbow, will be returning. He is coming on October 24th. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock. New this year is Charlie Brown Christmas live on stage. So this is a nice, fun, family-friendly live show of the classic Christmas special of Charlie Brown. So that's going to be on November 12th at 7 o'clock. And then we get into some speakers, comedians. We have Phil Rosenthal coming on November 14th. We have Sarah Millican coming on November 22nd. That one is already sold out as well. Hannah Berner, she is a social media star and also has a couple podcasts. She's coming right after Thanksgiving. And we're excited to welcome back Cirque Dreams Holidays the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So make sure you get your tickets early for that. Bring the whole family. After a big day of eating and big day of shopping, what better way to bring in the holiday season than with Cirque Dreams Holidays? So that's going to be at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on November 29th. And then as we get into December, we're looking at more Christmas programming and some kids programming. On the 7th, we have Sesame Street Live. That is a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Great show to bring the kiddos to. We have two shows of John Mulaney. Very excited for that. December 8th and December 9th. Both of them are at 7:30. We have Fortune Feimster returning on December 18th and December 19th. Those are at 7. And one of my favorites for the Christmas season is A Very Broadway Christmas. This is two local Broadway alumni, Scott and Heather Difford. They've put together a wonderful program. Their company is called Broadway on the Bay, and they use local and professional musicians for Very Broadway Christmas. It's a very classical Broadway review. They tell stories of their time in New York City. They sing songs from different shows. It's really, really fun, family-friendly show. And then if you're into things that are maybe not so family-friendly, we do, that same week, have A Drag Queen Christmas, which is a Peter and Murray Presents production, which is new for us. We're excited to see how it goes. I'm excited to see how it goes. A lot of former RuPaul's contestants are on there, so we are super excited. That is December 22nd at 8 p.m. Just announced this week is comedian Gary Owen. Those tickets will go on sale Friday. His show is Friday, December 26th at 7 o'clock. Then we get into Nutcracker, Magical Christmas Ballet, a Christmas classic, December 28th at 12, 4, and 8 p.m. And that takes us through the holidays. There's much more available on themahaffey.com. Some highlights for the spring include Morrissey on January 20th. We have The Rocketman Show, which is a big hit always, on January 31st. We also have Il Divo by Candlelight. So this will be an intimate concert with Il Divo, and this is at a special time. This is a Sunday matinee, so that'll be at 3 o'clock.
So you have a restaurant there?
We do. Sonata is open before all of our shows. You can make a reservation online, and you can eat right in the theater and go straight to the show.
And I believe that you're going to have, at one of the events that Bill is hosting, you're going to be having Markova, who is, you have the Imagine Museum Gallery there.
Yes, we do have artwork.
Is it Louis Markova?
Louis Markoya, yes.
Markoya,
he does have some artwork
very much
up right now, and you can see that at our upcoming shows.
So really, it's so exciting. You can go downtown. You can enjoy downtown St. Pete. You go over. You hear great music in this world-class venue. And I know that a lot of things have been repaired and refreshed and refurbished. Give us some behind-the-scenes tidbits about some of the artists.
Oh, sure.
If you can.
I say, let me scratch my memory.
Who's in the green? Let's have some green room gossip, please.
Oh, goodness. There really hasn't been much good green room gossip. I feel like in your time with me at the theater is when we had the best green room gossip. I can't lie to you.
We did. We did we have did. One time when they broke up one of the rooms.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We also had a time where I believe it was Lettucey stole a pillowcase. Not the pillow, just the pillowcase.
Then there was my first week, Miss Aguilera had to have a certain candle, and it had to come from Neiman Marcus. And
we also had to,
right? Amy had to go and get it.
Yes, and we also had to ship in water from California for Miss Aguilera when that happened. That was, 2018, I think?
But we still love you.
Of course. Come back, please.
What have you seen in the years that you've been there? What has been some of your favorite shows that you've seen there?
You know, I get asked this question a lot, and I feel like my answer changes every time I answer it, depending on my mood. Today, my answer would be Daniel Tosh. I loved having Daniel Tosh. Would love to have him back. Like I said, I love the Very Broadway Christmas show. I think that is so fun. What else? I did get to see Morrissey the last time he came through. That was awesome. Trying to think what else is.
And how does the process go? How do you find the people that get booked? I mean, it used to be that it was a Live Nation thing, but I really like the programming because it's, you know, you got John Mulaney, who I've always wanted to see, but you got Randy Rambo, who is like not the easiest people. Well, I know that Pinky and some of the other people mm-hmm. behind the scene make a big difference. Of course, Bill's very involved. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, of course. So different shows are going to have different levels of involvement from all angles, you know. So we do still have that strong Live Nation partnership where they're bringing a lot of shows to us. We've also gotten some really great comedians through Outback. So we're working with all sorts of different promoters and really strengthening our reach as far as the promoters coming into our venue go. And then, of course, we have our classic renters. We love to rent. If you're looking for a space to put on your performances, whether it's outside on our plaza or the lobby or on the stage, we are available for rentals. And that's where we get the Rocket Man show, and we get things like Forever Motown and the ballets and stuff like that. So really, it is a wide reach of you know, how we get the shows. Sometimes they come to us. Sometimes we pursue them. Everything is kind of on a case-by-case basis.
Well, I always want to know the menu that each artist requires as part of their rider, but that's for another time. Kaylee, tell us how you can follow on social and on the website and sign up for the newsletters.
Yes, of course. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Mahaffey Theater. It's M-A-H-A-F-F-E-Y Theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R. And our website is themahaffey.com. That's where you'll find all the most up-to-date information. We are announcing shows every week, so there is never a dull moment. There's always something new to look at on the website. And on the website, you will find a tab under shows and events that says join our newsletter. And that is how you can sign up to get email alerts from me every week when we announce new shows and go on sale with new shows, when we have special promos that we're running, ticket discounts, all sorts of great stuff.
Well, Kaylee Walker, Director of Marketing for the Mahaffey Theater, Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey. And we thank a shout out to Bill Edwards and what he's doing for this community with the Mahaffey. Parting words, why people need to come to the Mahaffey to see a show.
We are just a one-stop shop. We are your night out in one location. We have the artwork on the walls. We have dinner available. We have shows available. The venue is stunning. The view of the waterfront downtown is stunning. Parking is included with the majority of performances, so you don't have to worry about that, which can be a hassle downtown. We've got a garage right on site, and it is just a really beautiful place, and our staff is so friendly and welcoming, and yeah, we just want to share the love of live entertainment with our community.
Well, for music, comedy, and family fun, there's no better place than the Duke Energy Center for the Mahaffey. Thanks, Kaylee, for being with Radio St. Pete today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.